Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Didn't get to talk to him earlier this week, but we're going to talk to him now. Joining me from beautiful Yuma, Arizona, which I'm only presuming is beautiful because he lives there. Joined again by writer Dean Weingarten. How are you doing, sir?
Well, it is a beautiful 114 degrees here today.
All right.
So,
but it's a dry heat, right?
Your temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a dry heat mostly. As long as I can still get my exercise in, as long as I get it in before the sun rises.
Totally understand. So, let's kick off, and I'm curious about this. This was published July the 11th. Change of term: engaged in the business for federal firearms law.
Right. This is part of this comprehensive firearms or gun control package that got started in the Senate as a compromise and then got passed in the House. It got passed very fast before almost anyone had a chance to read it or know what was actually in it. So I started looking at it. One of the things that was touted early on was that they were going to this legislation was going to clarify the definition of federally licensed firearms dealer. And I've read it now in the bill. Now we actually can see what the bill is, and we can actually see what was changed in federal law. And it's, you know, it's underwhelming, I would say. What they did was the original definition of engaged in the business of dealing in firearms was, the words used were, with the principal objective of livelihood and profit. In other words, if somebody was buying and selling firearms with the principal objective of livelihood and profit, that was considered to be engaged in the business and therefore required a federal firearms license. That's in section 921A of Title 18 United States Code. And so what the new law did was they changed the words, so you're going to have to listen carefully to see the change, from with the principal objective of livelihood and profit to predominantly earn a profit. And I've tried to figure out how that changes the application of the law. And so far, I haven't come up with much other than it changed the wording very slightly. In fact, it appears to me, since you no longer have to be, they have to show that you're engaged principally for livelihood, then what they have to show, if they're going to convict you, is that you're engaged principally for the profit. Predominantly to earn a profit. So So if you're selling firearms and you don't make a profit, it's kind of hard to see how you can be convicted of dealing in firearms. And I know lots of people who sold lots of guns, particularly at gun shows. And when you take away the expenses of driving to the gun show and renting a table and staying in a motel overnight and eating, it's very hard to make a profit.
And that's if you just, most of the time, most of these guys are gun shops, right? They're taking people, too.
Well, a lot of the people in gun shows are gun shops, yes. There are a lot of people with federal firearms licenses that are at gun shows. And it depends on what gun show you're at. The bigger the gun show, the more people you have that have licenses already. And the harder it is to find people who are doing it, as a hobby, essentially. But if you get in the smaller gun shows, such as the ones that we see here in Yuma, which may be a couple hundred tables, you see a fair number of people who do it because they enjoy doing it. And they'll go from one gun show to the next, and they'll, might go to 6 or 8 different gun shows in a year, and they take the same guns, and, it seems like they're trying to, upgrade their collection a little bit, and oftentimes they have prices that I would find, let's say, less than a bargain.
Right.
You see the same guns show up from gun show to gun show to gun show, but they never seem to sell them because they're asking more money than people are willing to pay.
Right.
And so when you operate in that fashion, it's hard to make money because you are not selling a lot and you're having a lot of expenses moving around from place to place to place. So I would say that those people, by the new definition, are not in the business predominantly to make a profit, to earn a profit.
Right.
They're in the business because it's a social event, and they get to see a lot of interesting guns in the various gun shows they go to, and, they can do some horse trading with other dealers and things like that, and socialize, which I find is, people find a lot of value in that. I'm not saying it's not fun or that it isn't done, but I have seen a fair number of people do that. It's also, if you have an extensive gun collection, it's also a way to gradually sell off your gun collection and get some value out of it. But in the federal definition of being a dealer, selling off all or part of a personal collection of firearms is specifically excluded from the definition of being a dealer.
Right.
So, while this changed the definition of what it means to engage in the business, and that's how they define what being a gun dealer is, or having the requirement for a federal firearms license, I don't see that it really made any significant impact in how the law will be administered. Now, one thing that could happen is because there's been a change in the law, people could say, we think the law means this now and come up with an interpretation that's far different just because a couple of words have changed that I don't think, in my opinion, doesn't really change the law. Then there's another possibility is they might be trying to force more regulation of people who sell at gun shows, but I just don't see it, as we've just talked about, how that'll change much.
Well, being a dealer of new guns, let's talk about this on the other side. We're heading into the first break. This article is at ammoland.com, along with well over 2,000 other articles that Dean has written, and he is the most prolific writer there, but it is definitely an absolute thought of information waiting for you there at ammoland.com. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, but Dean's got some other stuff that we got to talk about, so that's Inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, we were just now talking about what they're trying to do with the change of term of engaged in the business of firearms law. Everything that is in place now, wasn't that put in place by the Democrats too? Wasn't that put in place in the 90s?
Well, during the Clinton administration, a federal firearms license went from being relatively easy and inexpensive to get to becoming relatively difficult and somewhat expensive to get. As I recall, they raised the cost of a federal firearms license from $30 to $300. And they put on many administrative loopholes that you had to go through, or not loopholes, requirements that made it much harder. For example, I believe you had to send in fingerprints, and you also had to do some other things. And all of that had the effect of reducing the number of firearms dealers by about three quarters. It was a huge bloodbath in firearms dealers. And gradually over time, as people have gotten used to the infringements, I would call them, on requirements for who can be a dealer, and as the cost has been whittled away a bit by inflation, the number of federal firearms licensees has increased. But of course, the real question is, where does the federal government get the authority to say that you have to have a federal license to sell guns? It's a fairly new requirement. If you look at this whole thing through the lens of the Bruin Supreme Court decision, they say, well, look historically. Historically, has the federal government had been used to regulate licenses to buy and sell firearms? And it only started to happen in the 1930s. And that was under very dubious justification. When they passed those laws, they said, well, you know, we probably can't do this under because the Second Amendment would forbid it, so we have to do it as a tax law. We're going to require you to pay taxes in order to deal in firearms. And so I would, just out of pure logic, I would say this law requiring licenses, federal licenses to sell guns, is unconstitutional. But when the Heller decision was made, Justice Stevens, who was a huge anti-Second Amendment guy on the Supreme Court, managed to convince Justice Kennedy to refuse to vote in favor of the Second Amendment unless they put Justice Scalia put in language saying that the Second Amendment could be limited by this, that, and the other thing. And one of the things that was in that language was we shouldn't question laws imposing conditions and qualifications on the commercial sale of arms. So if you reading that in the Heller decision, people will say, well, see, the federal government can impose conditions on the sale, commercial sale of arms, because Scalia said so in Heller. So I don't expect much movement either way on the federal licensing, but it will probably be challenged under Heller as whether it's constitutional or not. So that's where we're at.
What do you think of, Souther, he's still out there doing interviews and giving advice like he's still in the Supreme Court. What do you think about a Supreme Court justice that lingers like that and still gets out there and says, this is bad, this is wrong, this is this, and I'm a former Supreme Court justice?
Yeah, we've seen it before. I'm trying to think, there was another one who did a lot of that. Maybe we'll see it with Brennan, I don't know. But it does seem to be pretty much limited to ideological progressives. And it has been a staple, a fundamental holding of progressives that the Constitution is old. We shouldn't use it anymore. What we really need to do is figure out ways to get around these ancient provisions that are not useful, like the Second Amendment. And so when you have as your philosophy the idea that the Constitution doesn't really mean anything except whatever we can make it mean right now, it's not too surprising that they would be willing to subvert the Constitution, whether they're in office or not. They don't actually believe that it should be a foundational document for our legal system anyway. You know, it appears to me when you analyze progressive philosophy, they don't really believe in the rule of law.
No.
They want the rule of man. And they want to be able to change things by administrative fiat at the flip of a coin. And we see that in the type of decisions they issue. So now we have, it appears, the majority of people on the Supreme Court who actually believe the Constitution should be read as it was intended to be read and mean what it was intended to mean, and that's how cases should be decided. So we have interesting times ahead of us, and of course, people on the far left now want to do away with the Supreme Court since it's no longer doing what they want.
I know. I heard a speech that Biden said, an out-of-control Supreme Court. I mean, come on, dude. I don't quite get what your thing is. But anyway, I found that sort of interesting. We're coming up on the next break, and I want to talk about this bear story that you got when we get back, if we could. And simply because I always enjoy the bear stories. Dean is the only one that I know of. That
this is a pretty good bear story, I think.
Yeah, so that's coming up. In addition to this, this article, Change of Term Engaged in Business for Firearms Laws that we've been discussing, published on July the 11th. It is in the archive at amoland.com. If you go down to the bottom of the page, all contributors, look at Dean Weingarten on the left. Click on that, and you'll see. I guess you'd have access to all of the near over 2,000 articles that he's written. It just might take you a minute to get through all of them.
Yeah,
we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bottom line is this trip is about, once again, positioning America in this region for the future. We are not going to leave a vacuum in the Middle East for Russia or China to fill.
President Biden's comments in Saudi Arabia on Friday. Biden meeting with Saudi officials where he said they discussed energy security, opening Saudi's airspace to Israel, and human rights. Fresh off a trip to the Texas border with Mexico, a group of Republican senators say they're shocked at what they saw. The expedition was led by Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn.
Dead bodies that, frankly, are not the kind of thing that any of us want to look at, but it is the reality.
the senator blaming the Biden administration for the problems on the U.S.-Mexico border. This is USA Radio News. Senator Joe Manchin said Thursday he won't support the president's Build Back Better plan. On the West Virginia radio show Metro News Talkline, Manchin says it won't be inflammatory to add more inflation.
It takes the taxes to pay for the investment in the clean technology that I'm in favor of, but I'm not going to do something and overreach that causes more problems.
His decision comes after Wednesday's CPI report showing that inflation rate jumped to 9.1%, the highest in 40 years. The president now saying he supports a slimmed-down bill that aims at lowering prescription drug prices. Tiger Woods got emotional as he finished his second round at the Open Championship in Scotland. Woods is at 9 over par and missed the cut. Woods saying he doesn't know if he'll be physically able to play another Open Championship at St. Andrews. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. A while back, there was a guy named Timothy Treadwell. Everybody, he was called the Grizzly guy, the Grizzly man, right, or whatever it was. And he ended up being a Grizzly hors d'oeuvre, he and his girlfriend. But this I had not heard about. This was in about the same time frame of this. And this is also 20 years old. This is the story of Vadily Nikolayenko, is that right? Nikolayenko?
I think that's pretty close to the way you pronounce it. My college Russian is very rusty. Nikolayenko is how I think it would go.
Okay.
And it happened just 2 months after Timothy Treadwell and his girlfriend, Amy Hugenard, were killed and at least partially eaten by a bear or bears in Alaska. And Nikolayenko was an internationally famous bear researcher. Now, he wasn't essentially just an adventure bear tourist like Treadwell. Treadwell didn't really do research. He just went out there and sort of emoted with the bears. Now, he had talent. People say that he was able to read how bears were feeling or acting or whatever better than most people with a lot of experience with bears. So he did have some talent, but he wasn't really a researcher. It was more adventure tourism. Nikolayenko was a real researcher. He copiously took notes and did science of sort of the naturalist sort about the social interactions of bears and when they hibernated and when they came out and had written books about it. So he was a well-known researcher. But and Treadwell didn't carry any weapons with him. He refused even to carry bear spray or a flare gun or anything like that. And he famously quipped at one point that he would be honored to be bear scap. Well, when it came around to the actual event, he wasn't so honored.
Yeah.
But Nikolayenko had bear spray, and he had a flare gun. And it was getting toward the end of the year. Well, you know, getting toward the time when most bears have denned up where he was at. And he found bear tracks that were out of the den. Now, this is a really dangerous time of year to be getting close to bears. Because
where was he? Now, where did this take place? This was in Russia?
This took place near the coast on Russia, near Kamchatka, in that general area. So it's on the north, I guess it would be east coast. No, northwest coast. It's the northeast coast. It's not too far from Alaska. You know, it's not the closest they get to the Alaska, but not too far from Alaska, near the Kamchatka Peninsula. A little further north than that. And there's a lot of brown bears in the area, just like there is on the coastline of Alaska, roughly at the same latitude. And they mostly eat salmon that come up the rivers there. Well, he saw this was in December, I believe, and most bears were denned up, but he found these bear tracks and he followed them, and it was a bear that they believed he had known. He had seen it, identified it before, and he approached this bear at this time of year when they tend to be very hungry, and he had bear spray and he had a flare gun, and he didn't call in. They were expecting him to be going home, and they couldn't contact him, so they investigated, and one of his best friends was one of the people investigated, and they found his body partly eaten with bear spray sprayed around a good bit and an empty bear spray can and a camera that had been crunched up a bit and a flare gun that had not been fired. And it's hard to see this as anything other than a failure of bear spray. I mean, he was close to a bear. He was attacked by a bear. Before he died, he sprayed a bunch of bear spray and emptied out his bear spray can. And then he was killed. And then he was eaten. I mean, it's hard. How do you see this as other than a failure of bear spray?
Yeah.
I mean, let's turn this around a little bit so that we can make the logical point. Let's just substitute handgun for the bear spray in this case. Now, it's a little bit of a stretch because the Russian authorities don't let people carry handguns, generally. And that's probably one of the reasons why he had bear spray and not a handgun. But let's assume he had a handgun. And the authorities discover his body, partly eaten by a bear. They find his tracks that he followed this bear. They find the handgun. The handgun has been fired. It's been empty. There's empty cartridge cases around showing it's been fired. And he is found dead and partly eaten. Who would say this was not a failure of somebody using a handgun to stop the bear attack? I mean, in an analogous situation, it's clear. The bear spray did not work to stop the attack. If it had been a handgun, I'd be one of the first to say, yeah, the handgun did not work to stop the attack. And this was fairly early on. This was in 2003. Bear spray had not gained the popularity it would a few years later. And yet, in the intervening years, I've seen people, on the internet anyway, making comments, well, bear spray has never been involved where a person has actually been killed. No, it's happened several times now. I believe there are at least five I can pretty well name off the top of my head. There's this fellow in Russia. There was that hunter up near Fairbanks, Alaska, who was out clearing trail. They found, again, it was a very similar situation. They found bear spray sprayed all over the place, and a couple of bears had been feeding on his body. There was that guide in Montana. I don't have his name. I'd probably come up with it very easily. That he and his hunter were dressing out an elk.
This is the one that had the hunter dropped the magazine on the gun because he didn't know how to operate the gun.
Lock.
Yeah.
But again, they found bear spray on the bear, and the guide was still killed. There was a recent case in, it was just last year, near Yellowstone. A guide was there. He was fishing. He had a bear spray can. He emptied the bear spray. There he found bear spray on the bear after it had killed him, and it charged people who were investigating, and they killed it. Then there was that case in Leah Locon in Ovando, Montana, where we recently found out that she had a can of bear spray, and an empty can of bear spray was found under her tent after she and the tent had been dragged a little bit by the bear that killed her.
So well, hang on right there for me. Hang on right there for me. Coming up on the last break, this article is fairly recent. This one was published on the 12th, and it's at amelan.com if you want to go check it out. It's fascinating reading because it's sort of a tale of two worlds, but we'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We've been speaking with Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about this bear spray failure. You make reference to some stats out of Alaska where they have something that they refer to as defensive life and property kills for bears.
Correct.
What property can you kill a bear? Is that livestock? Is that your fence? When can you get in there and get lethal with a bear?
Well, I think that you can do it for just about any reasonable property. I don't know if a bear is breaking down a fence and that fence is meant to protect something, you probably can legally kill the bear for it in Alaska. Remember right. that in Alaska, grizzly bears and brown bears, that are all basically one species, some of them just get more food than others, are not endangered species. And they don't have special protections like they do in the lower 48. So if a brown bear or a grizzly bear is breaking into your cabin in Alaska, you can shoot it and it's considered defensive property. If it's attacking your livestock in Alaska, I believe, now I'm not an Alaskan lawyer, so I take this with a little bit of salt, but from reports that I have seen, if that grizzly bear is destroying your property and livestock, you can shoot the bear and stop it from doing that. And it'll almost always get killed in the process. And black bears are... It's almost never even questioned. I mean, black bears are so common in Alaska that in many places they're essentially considered a pest. And although they do have a season on them, the cost of a license for shooting black bears is pretty low. And they are commonly shot for doing damage. So that's how I believe that Alaskan law treat bears that are doing damage to life and property. Now, what we find is that in the study that was done, and I think it only went up through the maybe about 1990 or so, but it did have a couple of decades worth of data, and they found that there was about 97-98%, I believe, of the time the person who shot the bear in defense of life and property was not injured. And that So that goes pretty close to what I'm saying, although we have more injuries, I think, in these in the statistics I've gathered about people using pistols for defense against bears, which makes sense because you generally shoot pistols from closer in. But we have seen that in pistol defenses, people are about 98% effective in stopping the attack when they fire a pistol in defense against a bear. But it doesn't appear that bear spray is anywhere that close. We just don't know because the numbers are very hard to find. There was a study that was published, I think, in 1999 or 2000, around there, where they attempted to get some idea of how effective bear spray was, and they made what I would call significantly exaggerated claims about the effectiveness of bear spray because they were using information from campgrounds where park rangers would spray bears that people had complained about in an effort to haze them and get them to move away from wherever they were causing problems. That's a lot different than a bear that is in the process of attacking you and you're trying to stop it. So, it doesn't look like bear spray is better than, and I hate to put a number on it because I don't have good numbers, but 50% to 70% effective at stopping attacking bears. I mean, it does seem like sometimes it works. It also appears that black bears are far less likely to be affected by it in terms of effectively stopping them than grizzly bears.
Right.
And if the bear is involved in a predatory attack, if it's seeing you as food instead of a threat to territory or cubs or food source, then it's less effective than it is if the bear is defending territory or a food source or something like that. Most of the kills by black bears are predatory attacks, whereas it's only a minority of the kills by grizzly bears are predatory attacks. Most of those are territory or cubs or food source. But that doesn't help you if you're the one being attacked.
Right.
Because grizzly bears will attack you for what we would consider as humans to be trivial reasons. You know, you come within a quarter mile of a grizzly bear and a cub, and the grizzly bear attacks you. You know, you are hiking along with no sense of anything being ill anywhere, and a grizzly bear that's 200 yards away near a moose that was killed that you haven't sensed in any way, you come too close to my moose, and they attack you. The idea that these grizzly bears are provoked because you happen to be hiking through the woods where they're at, I find to be ludicrous. It's just that grizzly bears are aggressive, nasty, dangerous bears.
Well, okay.
I mean, that's been found out forever.
So these guys that are proponents of bear spray, is it because they're anti-gun, anti-kill a bear, pro-bear? Because I'll be honest with you, it seems very silly to go into a habitat that is where they're the predator, and you're just there for a for whatever. And
I think it's a combination of things. I think when it first started out, they were very, very concerned about preserving the relatively few grizzly bears that were left in the lower 48 states. I mean, there never was a shortage of grizzly bears in Alaska or Canada. But in the lower 48, the numbers had dropped down into the greater Yellowstone ecosystem around the Yellowstone Park. I think it was down to about 150 or so, maybe a little less. And so if you killed a couple of bears, it was a pretty significant loss to the gene pool there. And so they did not want people to shoot bears, and they figured that they were shooting bears when it wasn't really self-defense. And so they could use this bear spray. And so I'd say from the point of bear researchers, the idea of bear spray was to protect bears. Now, from the viewpoint of people who are developing bear sprays, the idea of bear spray was to make money. so the two viewpoints came together. And they may have had some legitimate idea or at least thought that bear spray would also protect people. And I think there's some legitimacy to that. If you're not willing to carry a firearm or you can't legally do so, remember it was developed before we could legally carry handguns, loaded handguns in national parks. And so if you weren't allowed to carry an effective weapon for self-defense, well, a weapon that is somewhat effective is a lot better than no weapon at all.
Right.
So there's some legitimacy to the idea that you could protect people with bear spray, and I wouldn't say bear spray is illegitimate. Now, there are still places you're not allowed to carry a firearm for self-defense. Most of Canada won't let you do it.
Right. Well, we are about to run out of time, Dean. Now, there's no surgery scheduled or anything else. You know, will you be around on Tuesday?
I expect to be.
Very good. Well,
it's
check this.
Always
check,
a pleasure.
It is always my pleasure. It's always good to have you with me. Dean Weingarten, check him out at amoland.com. Back again on Monday in full force. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.